business.
Condiments. Hot mess. What went wrong for America's favorite sriracha sauce?
Sweet and spicy with a sour tinge, sriracha sauce was an instant hit when David Tran, a Vietnamese refugee, brought it to America in the 1980s under the brand Hue Phong Foods. Asian eateries were the first to snap up Mr. Tran's hot sauce, but before long, the green-nozzled bottle, with its distinctive rooster logo, had become a staple in restaurants and pantries alike. Within just a few years, Mr. Tran went from hawking his wares out of a Chevy van in Los Angeles to walking the floor of a 20,000-square-meter factory. By 2020, his business was worth $1 billion. Since then, however, it has suffered a meltdown. First came grumblings by fans that the condiment had lost its vibrant crimson color and peppery punch. Next came the shortages. Enthusiasts soon panicked and began to hoard the stuff. At one point last year, resale prices for Hue Phong sauce on eBay, an e-commerce site, reached as high as $150 per bottle. To cap it off, last month the company announced it was halting production until at least September. For decades, Hue Phong set its sriracha apart with fresh jalapenos reddened on the vine, a difficult commodity to grow at scale. Competitors turned to dried chilies. Mr. Tran turned to Craig Underwood, a Californian with a penchant for peppers. For 28 years, Underwood Ranches, his company, met all Hue Phong's jalapeno needs, at one point producing close to 45,000 tons a year. To fill Hue Phong's bottles, Underwood Ranches expanded its acreage tenfold. The two men became chums. In 2017, however, the relationship soured following a disagreement between Mr. Tran and Mr. Underwood over financial terms. Although Mr. Tran scrambled to find new growers, turning south to Mexico, none has been able to reliably meet his exacting requirements. It wasn't easy to put together that supply chain, Mr. Underwood explains. Hue Phong's woes began in earnest once its reserves began to run out in 2020. Competitors have been all too willing to step into the gap left by the sriracha pioneer. McElhenney, which makes Tabasco, a rival hot sauce, began peddling its own sriracha product with a campaign promising no shortage of flavor inspiration. In the second half of last year, its condiment was the best-selling sriracha sauce in America. Other brands have had a boost too. Even Underwood Ranches has piled in with its own product, trading on its reputation as Hue Phong's erstwhile supplier. If there is one lesson from Mr. Tran's debacle, then it is to keep your friends close and your jalapenos closer.